I love this time of year for many, many reasons. In great part because I don't do a lot of the things that everybody else does that drives me crazy this time of year, but also this sense of anticipation. And I especially love getting the mail, the real mail, this time of year, because it has cards in it and letters from real people. And for the most part, they're not trying to sell me anything. They're beautiful artwork. They have gold foil, they have drawn illustrations, they have beautiful sentiments. And very many of them will say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. The coming of Christ, also known as peace on earth, goodwill toward men, can be messy and uncomfortable and downright conflicted. Living out the will of God sounds beautiful on a Christmas card with a beautiful illustration. But in reality, it is not an easy life. Think about one of the key characters in today's gospel story, the man Joseph. He only has a few lines here. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. And then he has a dream, a vision, telling him God's will. And then, when Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. And he named him Jesus. By naming the child, Joseph accepts him as his own. He accepts the questions. He accepts God's will, and with it, he accepts scandal. We see Joseph pictured on many of these tame, domesticated Christmas cards and fail to remember the scandal he endured, the gossip he generated. Like other Jews, this wasn't for him the experience he expected with the coming of the Messiah. So, is the gospel good news? Is the coming of Christ something to celebrate or something to fear? It is absolutely the best news, as it means that the only thing that matters and lasts, the love of God and others, cannot be taken away from us. But the peace on earth we pray for and sing about doesn't always look as we expected. Think of Joseph. Obeying God and finding the kingdom isn't always the kind of material that makes it on a Christmas card. It requires hard work. It can alienate us from people who matter to us. It is not magic to just say peace on earth and hope it happens. It starts with peace in each person's own heart. How do we find that peace? In our Episcopal tradition, we pray during the burial office about loved ones we have lost who are now directly in God's care. We pray about those whom we love but no longer see. We pray that life is changed, not ended. And those prayers are to give us peace in knowing that our absent loved ones are in the direct care of God. That is to give us peace so that we, each of us, will act with goodwill, with words of comfort, with the next grieving person. Perhaps that comfort we offer does bring peace to another human heart, breaking a chain of hurt and establishing a chain, a cycle of peace. So for Christians, what does the real Christmas sentiment look like? What else does it take to move reality to that place of peace on earth, goodwill toward men? It doesn't look like the sentiments you'll see on the Christmas cards. It certainly doesn't look as Joseph expected. It looks like this. Forgive the person who just hurt you. Get in touch with the person you've neglected. No matter whose fault it is that you have not been in touch. Listen to someone instead of hurrying on. Choose to love the person you don't really even like. These are not fluffy sentiments. These are difficult choices made in a world of swirling priorities and strident demands. But these are the choices made by people of faith. You won't find these words, forgive, touch, listen, very often on a Christmas card. Everyone agrees that we want peace on earth, but we don't want to be the ones to start it by refusing to take offense, by offering forgiveness in place of valid resentment. But those words of forgiveness are hidden within everything, every greeting we exchange this time of year. Peace on earth comes when the difficult tasks of love are taken on by people like Joseph, by me, by you, by each person of faith. Peace and goodwill will begin to break in when each of us acts more lovingly toward those who hurt us. Again, breaking the cycle of hurt. Christians, like all other humans, endure pain in this human condition. We face loss and failure. We face hurt at the hands of others. But if we can find peace despite those circumstances, we will have goodwill for the next person. We break the cycle of hurt and loss. And the gift we give to the next person is the chance to do the same. Joseph did it. We can do it. We can stop amid the hurry of getting ahead and getting things done. We can stop long enough to forgive, to touch, to listen. We are capable of these acts. Not just this time of year, but all year, because God is with us. The word is Emmanuel, God with us. And with that Spirit of God alive with us and within us, the true Christmas sentiment starts to come to life outside of the Hallmark store. When we choose to love, the Christmas wish is well within reach because God is with us. And what results when we realize that? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men.